Truth, I think we just record Artemis talking.
I think that would be more interesting. Artemis, what do you want us to talk about?
Oh, okay.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is Pancake Town, the podcast. I'm Emily.
I'm Michelle.
And that's Artemis.
Oh,
wouldn't it be
something.
Amazing if she just talked when you told her to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say something. What?
She's like, I'm done now. I've said what I wanted to say. So Michelle and I are feeling a little, what's the word? Unfocused?
That's Is that the word? Yeah.
It's weird, though, because we're both, I mean, I don't know that we are usually, like, synced up. We're usually, like, one of us is like, fuck this, and the other one's like, I'm great!
Yes, which works out good.
And today, we're just both specifically like, okay, we're done. What time is it? Can we go to sleep?
Right. Which, stresses me out.
Yeah, I don't like being... Most of the time I end up feeling like when I'm unfocused or I'm unmotivated, it then spirals into, like, how dare I feel like that?
Yes.
When, like, I have full open schedule and, like, I can choose whatever I want to do. Like, so then, and then that then brings new anxiety to being like, right. Why am I like this?
Yeah.
Why do I have anxiety about having anxiety?
I feel like...
It is symptomatic of being independent, like being a self-employed person. I feel like a lot of people. Artemis says, she's like, I know that when I'm self-employed, I'm going to be fully motivated all the time.
Yeah, so I guess we're going to talk a bit about how to stay motivated or just be okay with the fact that you're not today, and
yeah, trying to be. Well, we have talked a couple times about the whole like being busy versus working hard, or like being basically like just because you're doing busy work or just because you've worked 16 hours in a row doesn't mean you really worked efficiently, and kind of struggling with that. And I think, again, that's a thing when you're the boss. Like, there's no one there to be like, hey, get to work. Or, like, do this now and get this done by 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
You just kind of are at the whim of your own choices.
I usually do pretty well because I have a schedule, you know? Like, I want to...
I think you're way better at that than I am.
Go to bed at a certain time and eat dinner at a certain time-ish. You know?
Yeah.
It's gotten a little messy recently.
Yeah, having other elements to your schedule helps. Like, if you have another person, and you're kind of like, you have to do things according to their schedule, that actually can be really helpful.
Yeah, but now that schedule's gone.
Now so you don't have that.
I'm playing hide-and-seek, I think,
with a cat.
Artemis.
I don't know why she's being... She's being extra... attentive today.
Yeah.
Usually she just, like, hangs out in the corner or doesn't even come downstairs.
Yeah.
And today she's...
Yeah, I don't know. She's...
She's like, I want in on this podcast action.
Yeah, she's into it. And then talk about working at home versus having an outside studio.
Yeah.
We had gotten a question from Katie Mills, from Lady Faye Jewelry, about, like, what our favorite podcasts or audiobooks or TV shows are.
To listen to while we're working.
Which, I feel like, from the very beginning, we said we were going to talk about TV a lot.
Yeah, and
we only did a little bit.
Yeah.
So those things all kind of blend together a little bit, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And maybe the goal is somehow we finish this episode and have found our motivation for the rest of the
day. Right? We'll leave being like, yeah, let's go do a bunch of work now.
I hope so.
Instead of both of us wanting to go home and go sleep. Yeah.
I don't actually take naps, but I like joking about taking a nap.
Every once in a while, I take a nap. Unfortunately, my, like, during the day naps tend to be based around trying to get rid of migraines.
Oh.
They're not fun naps. They're they're like necessity body shutdown like, naps.
You need no light,
which I don't like,
sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, I don't like that at all. That's not a good nap. That's a you have to turn the lights off and
yeah. That's something else.
Deal
yeah.
with your life.
yeah,
I think, I mean, I will say I got into a mode of having the store and having yeah. a separate space and having, like, that kind of forced, like, I'm getting up and going to my job that I didn't realize affected me, like, psychologically until I didn't have it.
Right.
Because I only worked... I worked out of my home for the first... almost the first year. Maybe a little more than a year. When Orange Beautiful started, I worked out of my then apartment. And then kind of immediately fell into the studio and had the studio for 5 years. And the studio, I feel like having it really made me, like, take shit seriously.
And I think a lot of people prefer to have a yeah. outside workspace.
And I think then it was really a necessity because, like, it wasn't happening in my house. I didn't have room for inventory. Like, I remember there was a point where, because the space I was living in was, like, an 800-square-foot studio apartment that was literally, like, had a divider wall and was one giant room. With, like, a kitchen living room and then my bedroom behind the divider wall and a bathroom.
Okay.
Like, there was a point where I had ordered envelopes. Like, I had envelopes made for my, like, first line of greeting cards. And they came from the converter. And I think I had ordered something like, maybe upwards of several thousand. Like, I think it was something like 6,000 or 7,000 envelopes. And they were in all these cartons. And I just had them stacked up in, like, a wall formation around my kitchen island. And I just was like, now the kitchen island is bigger. Like, because there was nowhere, there was physically nowhere else to put them. And then that meant, like, they could potentially get damaged, or I didn't really know how many I had. And it just started to become, like, this is a stupid way to run a business. Like, if I'm going to grow and need space for inventory and making things, and I was also, like, assembling wedding invitations, like, on my kitchen counter. It was just, it got to a point where I'm like, if this is gonna go further, I can't be doing this in my house. It's
yeah,
stupid.
I mean, that's a really small space.
It was a very small space. And it just didn't make, and I had two cats, and, like, that didn't work with, like, assembling things, like, or gluing things, or, you know, like, it just didn't work.
I think our space is probably around 800 square feet.
Is it?
Yeah. But it's divided up.
Yeah.
So.
But then if you have 8,000 of something, they might all fit into one box, whereas if I have 8,000 of something,
yeah,
they might need 20 boxes.
Yeah. I mean, and our place is just stuffed with
yeah.
stuff right now.
Yeah.
And I don't know. We're going to suck it up for a couple years and then make a decision.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know, I don't know why I have that, like, because even now, almost eight months out of, like, leaving that space.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, because it's January.
Shit.
I still sometimes, like, kind of have a weird moment where I'm like, oh, right, I don't have the store anymore. Like, I don't, like, oh, I'm not, I can't get in the car and go to the store.
So do you miss having a outside workspace?
I think I do, but only because I haven't really put enough effort into making the space at home my space.
Like, I think it's more normal to want an outside space.
Yeah, I think so, too. But the fact is, like, it really doesn't make sense for, like, we have this house that is
yeah.
more space than we need to live in. And we have the room for it, and we have the setup for it, and, like, as much as I want to pretend like, oh, that somehow makes me, like, like a step down in, like, what I'm doing, it doesn't at all.
Yeah.
But there's something about it that feels that way, but I also know that I could make real simple decisions to just, like, get up in the morning and be like, okay, if psychologically I need to get up every morning and at a certain time and, like, take a shower and get dressed and, quote-unquote, go to work, if that's what it takes to make me work more efficiently, well, then I need to, like, you know, adult up and do that.
So I actually found a little way to trick myself into going into work mode.
Yeah.
Or, like, defining.
Is it drugs?
I don't know how that would work.
Is it doing a shot of whiskey when you wake up in the morning?
No. I have a work apron, and when I know that I need to start working, I put the apron on.
It's
and
like in Lemony Snicket's when she puts her hair in a ponytail. She's like, it's time to get to work. I'll put my hair in a ponytail.
I did, like the movie?
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, the stories. The movie, yeah.
Okay. I think I read one of the books.
Yeah.
But I don't remember it. Yeah. There's I didn't watch the movie.
Well, in the movie, and, like, there's, like, the girl character, like, when she wants to start inventing or, like, solve a problem, she puts her hair in a ponytail.
Okay.
Like, got it, like, that's, now she's in
that
mode. Look,
something about, like, having the apron on, like, makes me realize, okay.
Well, yeah, because you're
like,
not going to go sit on the couch and take a nap with your apron on.
No, right. And it's, like, it's dirty, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And now I know, like, I'm in a... in the mode to, like,
yeah.
get down to business and make a mess and whatever. So that helps.
Yeah. I think if there's ways you can, like,
it's set like my uniform. It means I'm at work.
Well, and I think that's the other thing, too, is, like, having, if I, the more of my space that cannot be really, like, involved with the rest of the house, like the fact that the office is very separate and I can go in there and like it doesn't have its own door, but like I can go in there.
You could shut the door
and,
to the guest
right,
room.
I could shut the door to the guest room and like be enclosed in there if I wanted to be. And then certainly down here, it's like there's not, you know, if I was like sitting, like when I'm sitting in the living room, there's kind of a sense of like, oh, I should sweep over there, or like, oh, the kid, maybe I should do dishes, or like, you know, like you can kind of see the house.
Yeah.
And so I almost feel like if you can make a little space that's like, you can focus on your space instead of being like, I'm sitting in my living room on a couch, like trying to get work done.
I only do that if I have computer work or...
Yeah, I do a lot. I do a lot of computer work.
Packing, like wholesale orders. I wouldn't pack retail orders on the couch.
Stuff that you can do, like, kind of repetitive.
Yeah.
That's not, yeah. Yeah, I think it's, I kind of wish that I could be, it's weird now that I'm working a couple days a week at Rohner, and that's, like, getting up and having to be there at a certain time, and then it's really, like, a work day of, like, you just keep, whoop! Ding, ding, ding.
Now, can you tell the difference between
so that
those
was a,
two things?
That was a Shopify
That
one.
Was Shopify. And actually, I think it's a wholesale order.
That's hilarious.
Michelle's
blowing up over here.
Not really. I wish I was.
But yeah, I think it's like...
Sorry.
I feel like I wish I could work at home the way I do when I go to that job. Like, I feel like I go there and I'm like... super productive and like I'm given a task and it's just like just do that, okay, now that's done, now what's next, I need to have another thing. Whereas when it's up to me for some reason, it's so much harder for me to be like, okay, I did that task, like now what's next, keep it up, like keep going, like I don't that, and that's a stupid, it should be the opposite, you should be working like a million times harder for yourself.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of addicted to my planner. Which keeps me
I wish that,
on task.
I wish that I was. I wish, I want very much to, like, get into a mode of, like, I think I really need to have, like, a schedule of what things get worked on what days at what times. Like, I think I need, instead of just kind of, like, waking up in the morning and being like, I'm just gonna do a bunch of work and, like, I'm sure I'll get something done at the end of the day. Like, I think it would be better for me if I was like, okay, on Tuesdays I work on wholesale, and on Wednesdays I work on Show of Hands, and on Thursdays I work on, you know
See,
what I mean?
I don't do anything like that. It's like I know what deadlines I have, or I'll set deadlines for myself, and then I just work backwards in the planner.
Yeah.
Like, if I know I want to get a restock for a store by this date, then I count backwards how many days I think it'll take me to work on it, and I'll write, start working on...
Yeah.
this restock, and then I'll write it over and over and over again until the deadline, yeah. basically. I, like, months out, I have planned. Every time I think about something that needs to get done, I'll write all the steps that need to happen
yeah.
in the planner. So there's stuff like even written at the end of the year for me to put in next year's planner.
What?
But there's, yeah, stuff written all the way through the end of the year. And I every single morning I look at it, and every night I look at it and, like, evaluate what happened today and what that means for the rest of the week and next week, probably.
I mean, that sounds amazing. Like,
if I had my planner, I left everything at home.
You did not care today.
No. If I had it and I saw that wholesale order just come through, I'd decide when I want that to ship.
Yeah, and mark it down in your...
Yeah, and yeah. then, you know, the day before I want it to ship, it needs to get packed, and how many weeks ahead I want to start working on it. It's just a habit.
I feel like so much of my stuff right now, anyway, is starting from scratch on things, and so, like, I'm not even in the zone of, like, oh, an order came in, when does that get packed? Like, I'm not even in that zone. I'm in, like, all the dumb self-imposed deadlines.
Right.
Like,
well, self-imposed deadlines are good. I mean,
I have
a decent amount of those.
I'm so bad at, like, putting them in place, and then the ironic thing is, like, with Show of Hands, not bad at all. Like, because it involves so many other people that there's something about it that I'm like, well, that has to get done by this date, and I'm just doing it, and it's not a problem, and I don't think about it. And then stuff with Orange Beautiful is always, like, last priority, and it gets shoved to the side, or I don't manage it as well as it should be. It gets... Because it's like, oh, I can just do that later. Like, I always just kind of have this...
But it hasn't always been like that.
No,
so when did that start?
I think I lost a lot of the regular schedule-ness of it with the store, because when the store happened, everything, all my focus shifted to the store, and then I just was like, well, I don't need, like, I'll put that aside for now. Like, I'll put the online shop aside and product development aside and wholesale aside, because I'm focused on getting the store up and running and having it be successful. And then Show of Hands came along, and then that kind of took its own spot. And only now, since the store's closed, have I been like, oh, I need to get back. I need, like, and now it's all been going through all my inventory and figuring out what's getting discontinued, what's getting reprinted, what kind of new products do I need to be designing? Am I going to have holiday cards? Am I going to have a calendar? What's going to be ready for spring 2018? Like, and all of that is just, like, these kind of ethereal, made-up... Like, I could do it, or I could not do it at all. Or I could do it and have it be done in September. Or I could have it be done at the end of November. I don't, like, instead of just being like, no, these are the dates.
Yeah.
This is when it needs to get done.
Can't you just say, I want this done at this date and write it down?
I totally can. But do I? No. Right? And then if I do, even if I get to the point where I'm like, this is what's happening, this is what I'm doing, these are the dates, it's still... ends up getting pushed off for something else, or pushed off because I, like, something else comes up, or I lose track of something, or I get sick for 3 days, or, like, and then, but then I don't really push myself with that deadline. Like, I don't, you know what I mean?
Didn't you just get a new planner that's, like, supposed to
I don't know,
make you do stuff?
It's helping, but I'm also not... It's all on me to get in the habit of using it.
My planner is just, like, days of the week with space under it.
Yeah.
It's...
Yeah, that's what this is.
It's nothing.
I mean, the fact is that I think I've gotten a little lazy about, like, what could get done in a day, and then you know what I mean? Like, I think I get overwhelmed by, like, oh my god, there's so much to do, and there's so many things I could work on today. And that's why I was saying the thing about, like, picking a day and being like, this is what I'm doing today, and I'm not worried about...
I mean, whatever works for you.
Because I feel like there's too many...
Do that.
I mean, that's why the store is gone, because it was like there were too many things. There were too, like, if I'm, like, it felt like I was running five businesses. And now I'm running four.
And then I made you start a podcast.
And now we're doing a podcast.
Which we make no money off of.
Right, exactly. Zero money.
And I've wasted, like, half of my day.
Yeah. Yeah, both of us. I'm supposed to be finishing freaking Show of Hands applications. Yeah. And I'm like, let's do a podcast today. It's fine. I'm sure it'll get done by tomorrow. It'll be amazing.
Yeah, when are the notifications?
Well, they'll have gone out by the time this airs.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That soon?
They go out tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yes. That's why I have to...
That... Tomorrow?
Yeah,
tomorrow. Why are we doing this right now?
Because it was on our schedule.
Oh, shit.
I know.
Okay, now, I didn't realize... Bad? Yeah, actually, now. I thought it was maybe, like, next week or something.
No, they go out... Well, because they closed tomorrow. 2 weeks ago.
Well, shit.
So I'm not going to make people wait a month.
Oh, really? Because I might have to wait two... Oh, you know what? That's from opening date. I don't know when they end.
Right. So, like, I don't want
to
wait...
But it's 2 months from application, opening to for finding out. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, yeah. Show of Hands applications closed August 21st.
Okay.
And now it's the...
When did they open?
30th. They opened July 31st. So they're open for 3 weeks.
That's pretty fast.
Well, yeah, but I'm not going to... I mean, that's scummy to make people... Like, well, if somebody applied on July 31st and then I don't tell them that they got in until, like, mid-September, that's horrible.
I'm
saying. But Renegade does it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just be a dick like Renegade then. You're like, don't talk about Renegade. God, yeah. Just don't say
their
name.
I already told you.
Should we call them
when I
else?
Don't get in, I'm just going to text you. Fuck you.
Should we have a safe word that's sub word for Renegade, and then we can talk about it all the time?
No, I'll just stop bringing it up. Plus, like, I mean, they're dealing with a lot.
Oh, yeah. They get more. Bajillion yeah. times the amount of applications I do.
Yeah.
And they're also, like, rolling applications for how many shows now? 15 or 20
yeah.
shows?
Yeah, let's not compare.
So, yeah, they're not comparable. But what I'm saying is that for my show and the scale of which we're working with here, I feel weird about making somebody wait.
And I'm sure people appreciate
60
that.
Days to hear about. Like, and also, I want to get on with it. I want to get these people promoted and get the show going, and know who my sponsors are, and know what my vendor list is, because I like to have, you know, I like to have 12, or no, I like to have 8 solid weeks, 12 weeks is from applications, I like to have 8 solid weeks of marketing.
Why can't you do all the things you just talked about
for Orange Beautiful? Orange Beautiful? I don't know. That's the problem.
You obviously have the skills.
Well, duh.
To,
I feel like it's a weird... I think because in my brain, I feel like that's the thing that, like, I can always do later. Like, it. Like, no one is... Like, no one's counting on that to get done except me. So, like, I always end up making me the last priority, when in reality, it should be the opposite of that. Like, Orange Beautiful should be... It should be, like, fuck Show of Hands. Orange Beautiful has shit to promote.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. In reality, it should be that, like, Orange Beautiful is being served by Show of Hands. Uh-huh. And, like, being... promoted and marketed and whatever, but then it always ends up being that Orange Beautiful's kind of last in line.
Ugh.
Which is changing. I mean, that's the whole point, is that yeah. I have to change that. And again, that's why the store is gone. Because I was putting my vendors before Orange Beautiful, I was putting the store before Orange Beautiful, and, like, the whole retail, everything, like, all my money was going towards the shop and not actual company, like, not my own products and not my own design services. So that's what has to change. I just don't know how to change it, because I'm just, like, in this weird, like, I've got, like, some sort of syndrome. We should look it up on Wikipedia. Dunning-Kruger. I have Dunning-Kruger syndrome the opposite direction.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a syndrome for what I have. I just don't know what it is. And it's, yeah, it's true, because it's not like, oh, I'm bad at time management and I'm bad at organizing shit, because I'm clearly not. I clearly can, like, put together a giant event and not have any problems with that. But then if I'm like, oh, are you putting out holiday cards? I don't know. Maybe. if I get around to it. And the reality is, I know I won't get around to it. I have to schedule it. I have to say, this is when this is happening, and this is when this is due. And I have to feel like there's some sort of, like, repercussions for not meeting my own deadlines. Well,
not making money off of holiday cards, isn't that? Sure.
Not making money, period. Not making money off of new store accounts that I could be getting. Not making money off of custom work. Not making, like, that should absolutely be. That should be the driving force.
I mean, yeah, that's why I do anything, really.
Give me them dollar bills, y'all. Yeah,
our new thing is, like, figuring out what is just sitting around in the studio, not being, not making money.
Right.
And if it's something that just needs to be photographed,
right,
getting it fucking photographed.
If there's potential for it. That's kind of what I'm doing with my own inventory, too. Yeah.
I already threw a couple things into the flash sale pile that were extras that were just sitting around and got those. And
there's also a sense of, like, even though it's hard for small businesses like ours, like, sometimes you hold on to stuff that, because you're like, you don't have just, like, money pouring in, and you don't have, you know, you feel like, okay, I want to hold on to things, I want to make sure that I'm using this and using that, and then, but then there's a point where there are certain things that, like, are just in your way. Like, I have products in my line that I'm like, why am I keeping these around? They're just, like, hindering what I'm trying to do. Uh-huh. And it also kind of just makes it look like, okay, here's these cards from 5 years ago. Like, maybe just get rid of them and do some new cards. But then you're also like, but I want to sell them. But now, so now I'm trying to figure out, like, okay, what if I did, like, grab bags and sampler packs and, like, get those up on the website and see if they can get a new life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and if they don't, give them 6 months and then they're out of here.
You're always going to have new customers who don't know
that. Right. But I'm saying how it affects me as a designer. I look at my line of stuff and I'm like, I don't want this on there. It doesn't make sense with what I'm doing. And doesn't a new customer come on there and go, what is all... Because I do that. I look at people's sites and I'm like, what is this stuff? Like, I like all of this. This is obviously new and interesting. And then, like, what's this random shit over here that's, like, photographed differently and doesn't look like it was designed by the same designer? Mm-hmm. And it makes you feel, like, weird about the whole package. I mean,
just this conversation makes me want to go through my website and redivide things up. I mean, I kind of recently put some stuff that I think looks different from everything into a different category that I called, like, classic designs, because they're more minimal. They're all brass.
Yeah.
They're not the stone pieces that are, like, really geometric and stuff. They're different.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that can help. When you present it differently, it can help people not... Because, I mean, even when people aren't looking that closely at stuff, it's still, you still kind of have a sense of, like, well, this doesn't match. What's going on here?
Yeah.
But if you can, like, put things into collections or put things into, like, this is, you know, like, I want to do a thing where, like, some of our old letterpress designs are just, like, in a thing that's, like, this is, like, Orange Beautiful vintage or retro or something, you know, and it's like, these are still great designs, but, like, they don't look at them right next to my new designs, because that'll just be confusing. Look at them as their own thing. And then also, like, in my mind, I kind of want to have an end date for, like, getting those out, like, purging those and, like, starting fresh with new stuff, so that, like, it's not all just the same thing. Mm-hmm. But now it's just, like, start with, you know, I'm trying to even just start little. It's, like, get the stuff that I have up on the website and going, so that it's not just sitting. And then new stuff will come on its own when I'm, you know, when I'm, like, have a schedule going.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of, like, just getting something going instead of, like...
Yeah.
Needing it to be, like,
figured out.
The way your end goal at once.
Yeah.
Like with the photography we're now trying to do at home, we realized there's some extra equipment that we could use to make it a little bit easier, but it's expensive.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, let's deal with what we have.
Do it, and then next
See if we can make some money, extra money from what we can do now, and then we can invest in this extra piece
of equipment. Have it kind of in the back of your mind, like, that's what this is going to pay for.
I mean, that's all I do. Like, we've been trying to get this new elder necklace design going for a while now. And we finally have the prototype, and it's being cast as we speak. But I couldn't go in all in and get, like, 200 pieces cast.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You just
gotta... I got a very small amount, and we'll see how it goes and then deal with it.
Yeah. I mean, that is the thing that... I mean, I'm suffering from that, too, where it's, like, I don't need to go crazy and... I mean, especially with my stuff, it's like, I could throw together some new designs and be okay with them as they are and not overthink them and not, you know, agonize over them and just get, you know, 100 of each of them printed. I could get, like, such a minimal nothing amount of them printed that wouldn't cost me a huge amount of money, and then that, like, literally just have that move me forward.
Uh-huh.
And then say to myself, like, oh, doing those can pay for this. And then also that helps me test out, like, oh, these three nobody's really responding to, but this one is, everybody wants this one, and see what stores want things. And then, but I do get that bigger picture thing where I'm like, oh, I just want to figure it all out and print them all at once and get the best, you know, the best price and do a huge quantity. But then that keeps me from doing anything. It's like something's better than nothing.
Absolutely. And it's like a benefit to keeping things small.
Right.
Instead of...
Right. It's way more manageable. And I mean, I'm suffering from making things big now because now I have inventory left from past card design runs that's like, if I hadn't done quite so many of those, I would have just sold out of them and moved on. But instead, I feel like kind of tied to them. That's like, oh, here's this inventory. Like, if I can sell these last 400 of this card or something, wouldn't that be great? When in reality, like, I could just throw them in the recycling bin.
No!
And move on. So I have to figure out how to deal with that so that, like, I don't burden myself with, like, designs that aren't doing anything and are just clogging up my... You know, because there's something to be said for, like, my online shop. Like, right now, I feel like my online shop is overloaded. Like, it has so many products on it that I feel like somebody would come and look at it and be so overwhelmed by, like, the amount of choices that I then want to get rid of, like, 20 cards so that there's, you know.
Put those 20 cards on sale.
Right? That's what I need to do, is, like, start to separate them.
The stupid doing things way ahead of time doesn't really make any sense, because I was just going to say, it's Labor Day weekend. But this is...
Do your shit this weekend. But now this will be, like, 2 weeks later, right?
Yeah. What day is this?
This one will go up on the...
It's, what? Like, a while.
It'll go up a while from now.
Like, the 19th. The 12th. The 12th. Okay. We're going to do the one for the 19th.
Oh, so I'm probably going to go to Renegade without you, since you're going to be in Ireland.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to go to Renegade and, like, you know, stalk people. And buy a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think I want to go. I don't know if I'll, like, record anything, because I feel weird if you're not there.
Oh,
I should call you. I'll call you in Ireland, I should text you when you're in Ireland.
Well, I'm just looked this up, and apparently it's like 20 cents a minute for calls.
Oh, really?
So Steve and I are old people who still thought that we couldn't use our phones overseas. So for the last couple years, we just turn everything off.
Oh, yeah. No, that's probably giving... You're probably having a better vacation doing that.
Right. And so now we just found out that we can use data and texting and everything. Because
you're still on Earth.
You used to not be able
to. No, that's true. Yeah, you used to have
and
to.
And we don't pay attention to shit like that. No, of and I not. Think we were kind of both always looking forward to turning everything off.
Oh, yeah.
So now it's a matter of, do we still turn it off?
I think you should. I think you should still turn
the
everything
off.
The
reason I looked into it was because everyone keeps posting Instagram stories while they're like,
and you love
somewhere.
To make people feel horrible.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
now screw them.
I could never do stories while I was
yeah.
overseas because I would have everything off.
Yeah.
So I would have to take photos and then post them later when I was back at
I think you
apartment
should,
or something.
You
on
should
Wi-Fi.
Do it, but only to the point. You should only do it if you're posting your own content. Don't look at anything else. Don't look at anything.
That's going to be hard.
You will. You're going to ruin your vacation.
Yeah. And this is supposed
you're
to be
in
my
fucking,
first
you'll be in fucking
relaxing
Ireland.
Vacation
yeah,
I've ever taken.
You're not allowed to, like, look at okay. shit. You're not allowed to interact with anybody.
So maybe we stick with
yeah.
the...
Yeah, no, I'm not going to be the reason...
use your cell phone
yeah.
overseas.
I'm not going to be the reason that you didn't
okay.
enjoy your vacation. I think you should go and act like you don't have your phone.
Okay.
You will have such a better time.
Uh-huh.
And your brain will feel better when you come back.
Yeah. My brain feels like it's broken.
And you have to do it for the rest of us.
Okay.
The people who aren't going to Ireland for a week want you to go there and not look at your phone.
Yeah.
Because I'll just be here looking at my dumb
oh,
phone.
Oh, right, right.
Like, guess who's in Ireland? I'm a renegade. I'm just in dumb Chicago. No, but I'm actually yeah. excited. This will be the first renegade in a long time that I haven't been a vendor.
Do you remember the renegade that I skipped?
Yeah, and you were like, you were like, I'm free!
Yeah.
I've been shopping! And I was like, fuck you. Go get me a veggie burger.
I bought one thing.
Did you? I feel like I will probably... I tend to get into, like, a spending freeze in the months before Show of Hands, because then I just go insane and buy everything at Show of Hands, which is amazing.
Yeah.
So I probably will, I mean, unless there's something that I'm just like, oh, I can't live without this. Or if it's from somebody that I don't, like, if it's from someone that's not from Chicago,
right.
I might go nuts. But I do like to go, I mean, I do like to go and, like, support people. I don't like to be the person that, like, is a good customer of theirs, and then I go to the show, and they're like, maybe, what if they're having a rough show, and, like, I could have gone and bought something from them there. And made, you know, like, yeah. I always feel like I don't want to be the person that was like, oh, I'll buy something from them later, bye. And it's like, no, if everybody does that, then everyone's going to have a shitty
Sometimes
show.
Sometimes it feels like that happens.
Yeah,
so.
It does feel like that. Where a ton of people come by and you interact with everyone and then you're like, none of those people bought anything from
yeah.
me.
Yeah, I mean, I think I said that on, like, one yeah. of the previous episodes.
Yeah. We were talking about that at the gift show where it was like, people who are really good customers of Snow and Graham, like, would come to the booth and just, like, chat and hang out and then not place an order. Because it was kind of a weird, like, they take it for granted that, like, mm-hmm. we spent all this money to go to the show. And then, like, of all the people, it seems like you would place an order. Mm-hmm. And then they just, like, they're like, okay, bye, like, I'll email you. And mm-hmm. it's like, no, the point was, like... It's kind of a solidarity thing. Like, mm-hmm. you showed up and I showed up. Like, You didn't even place, like, a nothing order just to, like, show that you give a shit. Uh-huh. Like, but now you're going to wait till you get home and send me an email?
I kind of wonder if, order, like, wholesale orders are going to get pushed back later this year than they were
yeah, because
last
of...
year. I mean, it's what I'm telling myself.
Yeah, well, I mean, this whole summer has been really weird. Like... The economy-wise has been... It's just
yeah.
been a weird summer. I think everyone's feeling like their brains are kind of mushy.
We've said that several times now. Our brains are mushy. This
I don't
is
think
not
our
good.
Brain. I don't think our brains are going to stop being mushy until...
Ugh.
Until impeachment starts being...
Okay.
Starts happening.
Yeah.
And then we'll be like, ooh, what are we going to do with all our fun celebration times? And then we all have to concentrate on getting the next one out.
Yes.
Can we do double impeachment? Is that
See,
a thing?
That's what... We just had this conversation recently.
How do we
I
do
don't
that?
Think we can... I don't think, the odds are it's not going to happen.
I'm looking for, like, a, what's the Kiefer Sutherland show? Final Survivor? Last Survivor? The show where everyone in the White House dies and then the 14th in line becomes the president?
I have no idea.
You have no idea what I'm talking about?
No, but this is a good segue to talking about TV shows.
Okay, wait, let me look up, because everybody's probably screaming at their iPod. Do people have iPods anymore?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Josh has...
Bring in my entire...
Josh has a shuffle. Josh has an iPod shuffle. Do you have a shuffle?
No, it's a...
Designated Survivor. Designated Survivor.
Is Nano a
it's
thing?
It's on... No, we're not talking about Nanos anymore. We're talking about the TV show. Yes, Nano is a thing.
It's the little guy.
We're all over the place. Yeah. We're literally talking about a TV show and a listening device at the same time.
Episode just proves that we are not always on our game.
I feel like we have to do an episode where we're drinking alcohol.
I told you that I wanted it to be a bonus episode, but it doesn't have to
be. So how do we do that anymore? We'll just have to schedule it differently. We can be drunk during the day. Those are our options.
We can.
Okay. So back
I'm
to what
fine
I was talking
with either.
Okay, we'll talk about drunk episodes later. So yeah, Designated Survivor. I think it's on like ABC or something. I will say I only watched 2 episodes of it.
You give TV shows more
no
of a
chance.
Shot
oh, more of
than
a shot
because
I watched 2 episodes.
Well, I don't think I really like Kiefer Sutherland. So
okay,
I'm not
I don't.
Watch
I
it.
Do not like Kiefer Sutherland. However,
but you watched it.
I watched it because I liked the idea of the president getting bombed. It made me real happy. Right?
Is our podcast now going to be recorded by the NSA?
Fine.
Thanks, Emily.
Come bring the drones. But the premise, but it's weird and creepy because this show was obviously like made and in development before any of this happened. Like 2 years ago.
So,
but the idea is
that everyone died and he was the 14th in line?
I don't know what the exact numbers are, but basically, like, I think it's a terrorist bombing.
Okay.
Of, like, Congress and the president, the vice president, the speaker of the house, and, like, however that chain of command goes, like, the first 12 people. And apparently, I don't know if this is real. Okay. We can look it up. Apparently, when the entire cabinet meets, as a safety measure, there is a person called the designated survivor that is kept away from that building.
Oh, yeah, I saw that in an episode of West Wing, I think.
There you go. So, like, basically, if a crazy freak accident or horrible terrorist bombing happens, there is someone in the line, in the chain of command that is safe from that group.
Uh-huh.
And so Kiefer Sutherland is, like, doing his regular duty where he, like, he's the designated survivor and he's in a room, you know, a mile away from the state house or whatever. And this bomb goes off and they start freaking out and they're like, everyone's dead. But then I think something happens where, like, the vice president is found alive and shit goes
weird. Of course, because it's a TV show.
Yeah, so it's, like, kind of unrealistic because then it's basically, like, he's been sworn into office, but then the vice president shows up and it's, like, none of that was really valid. But again, I only watched 2 episodes.
I can't believe you went more than one. I don't know. I don't give TV shows a chance. I really don't.
I kind of get into a mode, I mean, this goes back to what Katie was asking about. Like, I do get into a mode where, like, stuff just kind of starts running. Like, I just start, I'm like, I'll just see what an episode of that is. And I will be doing work while it's just kind of, like, playing in the background almost.
Yeah.
And then I don't get impatient with it. Like, it just kind of keeps going, and I'll even sit there and go, like, this show is stupid.
Don't you realize that you're, like, missing the point of it, though? Like, because you're not paying attention?
No, I get the point of most of it. Oh. None of it's smart enough to miss
I just,
the point.
I zone out. I'm even...
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
notice that...
Well, there are certain shows that are like that. I don't think Designated Survivor is one of those shows that's, like, thought-provoking. It's literally just like, oh, who got shot? Oh, look, some rubble. Oh, Kiefer Sutherland's stressed out. Oh, his glasses are weird. Like, it's just... It's not... it's not thought-provoking television. Oh. It's literally just, like... I mean, I feel like that about most
people. So, I miss so much that I often have to watch things twice.
Oh, yeah. Like, I wouldn't sit, like, I don't tend to watch, like, I didn't watch, like, OA was one that I sat and, like, watched the show. Like, I didn't do work while I was watching it.
So I did work while I watched it.
And then you had to rewatch it.
So I rewatched it, and then I almost ended up watching it a third time because I was trying to get Steve to watch it, but he got bored, as usual.
Really?
Yeah.
That show's real good.
We don't really necessarily like the same things. Case in point, he started watching Game of Thrones, which I think is just to spite me.
Does he like it?
Seems to like it, which is weird because he...
You said it's real brown.
He hated the... well, he loved the books, got to a point where he's like, this is dumb, and he got rid of all the books and, like, was anti-Game of Thrones.
How does he feel about
and now he's watching
books
it.
Compared to the show?
He said that he likes the show because they're kind of editing out a lot of the extraneous story stuff. Sort of like the Harry Potter books to the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
They left out a lot of the... extra storylines that weren't really necessary. This is not relevant to this podcast at all, but I could do an entire podcast on book versus movie.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't do that podcast because I don't read. I don't read books.
I like to read a book and then watch the TV show or movie just to get angry about it.
To hate watch it?
Yes.
That's funny.
It's like a fun thing that I've done since I was a teenager.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
I've only recently, I will say I do want to read The Handmaid's Tale.
I knew you were going to say that.
See,
I think you should have read it first.
I should have read it first.
But you can still read it.
Yeah, I think it'll be fine.
So we both watched that while we worked.
Yeah, I really liked Handmaid's Tale. It was a little hard for me to watch based on current
But
events.
I think it was supposed to.
Absolutely. While we were watching it, I definitely felt, like I said to Josh several times.
Oh, Josh watched it with
No,
you.
He didn't. But
Steve
I
couldn't watch
no,
it.
No,
he caught
didn't.
A glimpse. He's like, I can't watch
Josh
this.
Doesn't
it's
like any
too...
shows where people are having a bad time. Which is most shows.
I don't think that's Steve's problem. He just, the violence, or, I don't know.
He just wasn't into it. The
way the women were being treated, it was, like, disturbing him.
Yeah.
Which you know. I'm gonna bring this up with him now, and he's gonna get mad at me for talking about him so much on this podcast.
Get over it, Steve.
Every time I glance at the TV and watch Game of Thrones, like, some woman's being
is
raped.
For sure.
And I'm like, excuse
Hi.
Me.
Way worse. Hello.
There do seem to be a few female characters that are, like, in charge of their lives, but they're also being treated like absolute shit.
It's Dragon Times, so that's, you know.
So he's, like, in the first season where the dragons are, like, yay big right now.
Is he somebody, like, I mean, Josh is this way, where if something is more outside of reality, if something is more, like, fantastical, whether it be a different time period or on a different planet, that somehow that's, like, a step away and
but
that's
so
easier
is Handmaid's
to watch.
Tale,
but, like, Handmaid's Tale is definitely trying to push the idea that it's happening, like, in our near future.
I think it's weird that bothered him so much and that this doesn't.
Yeah.
Because I could watch Handmaid's Tale and I've had to, like, look away.
Oh, yeah. Handmaid's Tale, I mean, there were several times where I was just, like, I mean, it's one of the few shows where halfway through an episode, I was like, I can't handle this right now, and I turn it off.
Yeah.
Like, I would just be like, I'm not, I can't, and then I would have to decide later to be like, okay, I'm mentally prepared to watch this right now. And I kept, and it was like one of those things where normally, if it was a shitty show, or I wasn't interested in it, I would just be like, well, this is not, I don't want to watch this. But that one, I was just like, no, I need to finish this. Like, I need to push through it and watch it.
So, maybe the first half of the episodes, I was angry watching it because it was in the wrong order from the book.
Yeah.
And then by the end, I don't want to ruin anything for anyone, but it made sense that it was a different order.
Yeah.
And I kind of loved the interpretation of the book.
Yeah.
So it's weird. I've never gone like from being pissed off about an interpretation to being like, oh my God, no, I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew everything that was going to happen, but at the same time, I was, they did it in a different way.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was really interesting. The comparison.
I really liked it.
That was great. Like, what are your go-tos? Say there's nothing new.
Like, if
on...
I'm just repeat watching something.
Yeah.
Well, I did just start rewatching Dexter.
Oh, that's yeah.
That's but good. I will say I won't watch the last season. I literally.
Oh, with the chick from Handmaid's Tale.
I won't
What's
watch
her name
it.
On that again?
I don't
Shit.
Remember. But I want like I literally will Hannah. Just I'll stop at the end of season 5 and start again.
Okay.
But I've only
there's
me.
One season of Dexter that
I've only watched.
I love
the one with John Lithgow.
I like that one. Oh. No, it's the like religious-y one.
The religious-y one.
Yeah.
Is that a later season?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. It all blurs together for me because I think I've watched it enough times that I'm like
where there's the guy that he's tracking like he like turns one of the bodies into like an angel or something.
Mm. I don't know if I've gotten to that in my second run.
Someone famous that's the killer. I like the John Lithgow one, too.
Though. Well, even, and then Josh even was like, oh, yeah, like the season that has Colin Hanks in it.
And that
was,
one, that one.
That one?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't remember what you're talking about.
No, that one's really good.
And he was like, how many times have you watched that show? I was like, twice. He's like, you don't remember that? I was like, no, I don't remember.
I had already watched.
But it's kind of great because then it's like when I rewatch it 2 years later.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice because it's almost like you're watching it.
Again, yeah.
Because my brain is addled and can't remember what I've seen already.
I would probably feel that way about anything after season 2 of Dexter.
Yeah.
But 1 and 2 I've watched too many times.
Yeah.
I watched it with Steve for the first time, and he, like, called every single thing.
Oh.
Like, he knew that it was his brother or whatever.
Right.
And I'm like, you've... fucking ass. Like, I couldn't even hide it. Like, usually when he does that, he always calls stuff. I have to sit there and pretend like he's not right. And I was so angry because I loved that reveal.
Yeah, yeah.
That I just, like...
He ruined it.
Yeah, I'm like,
oh my God.
Fuck you, turn it off. Like, we're done. You just ruined the whole rest of the TV show.
Yeah.
Screw you. Oh, did you watch last season of Broadchurch?
Season 3.
Uh-huh. I thought you did.
I don't know if I have.
Uh-uh.
Because I maybe I haven't. That's another one that, like, I could rewatch the whole thing again because it's, like, a year out that I'm just like, what happened
to
that again?
We actually... So I watched that
well,
at the studio.
Well, isn't that lady the lady that's Doctor Who now? The lady
uh-huh.
that's the mom?
Beth.
Yeah.
So I watched the first season of Broadchurch at the studio back when I had the studio. And then I came home. I'm like, Steve, there's this amazing show.
It's great.
And then
it's
we
British.
Rewatched all 8. So I watched
the
whole season twice in one day.
Yeah, it's really good.
Anyhow, the
Everybody in it
season
is really
3, I called the bad guy. And
okay, well, don't
did
spoil
a little
it, I'm not
dance
sure
about it because
if I watched
Broadchurch does such a good job of like making you suspect everyone.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And I
and then when they
got
it at the end,
and
you're
I
like,
was
Grr!
Like, yeah, I was so proud of
That's
myself.
That's how I felt about The Killing, the first season of The Killing.
Oh, God,
I was
I
like,
never
I knew it was that guy.
Oh well, I suspected him, but not the
he's creepy,
not the sister.
Oh well,
yeah. Of course we suspected him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I love shows like that where they throw in someone who you're like, what?
Nuh-uh. Well, and they do it on... They're good. Sometimes they're
so
really
good.
Bad at it. Sometimes they're like, let's put this... Like, set this up. But then other times they're really good at it and, like, almost make it, like... You almost think, like, well, that's not important enough of a character. Like, he's not a big enough of a character.
Uh-huh.
It couldn't be that... You don't even think about... Like, they're not even on your radar because they're not a main character.
Yeah.
And then that always tricks me.
Did you tell me to watch, is it Paranoid? Who told me to watch?
God, no, Josh, we told you, Josh told you to watch The Expanse.
Right, which I started, I realized I had to pay attention
to. I don't know,
to.
I haven't watched Paranoid, I don't know what that is.
I think it's called Paranoid. It's British.
Love that.
It's
Love
really
it.
Good. Again, something I watched twice because, you know, I miss so many details. You have to type in paranoid TV show because typing in just paranoid
will just define paranoid. It
automatically calls a psychologist.
It puts you on a list.
Yeah.
Or sends you to like a pot distributor.
It looks like it is just one season.
What's it on? What can you watch it on?
Netflix. Amazon? Oh, on Netflix. Netflix, I think, right. is what I watch on.
What's it
I
like?
Either watched it is on it Netflix or thing? Amazon. I don't know.
Do people die in it?
Because then I will watch it. It starts with a murder.
Yes.
I thought it was really good.
If it starts with a murder, I'm all in. It's really funny. Sometimes Josh, like, point, you know, he's way more on the internet than I ever am, so he finds out about new shows coming or new movies coming. And sometimes, like, 90% of the time, he'll mention a show to me, and then I'll watch, like, the trailer or a preview of it or something. And he's like, I knew you would like this. And then I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, he called OA. He was like, oh, you're going to fucking love this.
Right. I love that because he told you to watch it, and then you told me to watch it, and I, like, watched the whole thing before you had gotten through it. Yeah. That seemed to happen.
But then every once in a while, he'll be like, oh, you're going to totally like this. And he'll show me, like, it'll be something on Netflix or whatever. And I'm always, and then it'll, I don't know what it is about it. I'll be like, no, why would you think I would like that? And he's like, because it's people having a horrible time and somebody gets murdered. And I'm like, I don't like all things that are like that. There has to be a certain something that makes me want to watch it. But I don't know what that thing is.
Right. No, I mean, that's like with anything in life. Right. I can't tell you why I like anything. Qualify it, I just do.
But once you show it to me, I'm going to be like, yep, definitely. Nope, not at all. But yeah, to him, it's like, it's all just, like, people having a bad time.
There are several, like, comedy TV shows that I'll watch over and over again, like Thirty Rock or Parks and Rec. I've watched
Always Sunny is hardcore. Sure. I mean, I bet we've watched all, what is it, on season 12 now? Like, is it right?
I don't know.
Yeah. And, I mean, whatever's on Netflix, we actually own all the DVDs and still we'll just watch it, like, on loop on Netflix. Like, if it's just, like, put something on, it's either that or Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
Just on a loop. And then if we get to the last episode, just start it over again. Just watch it straight through.
But you have to, like, change the discs constantly.
That's why we watch it on Netflix.
Oh, you watch it on Netflix. I have,
Yeah, screw discs.
I have Seinfeld on DVD, all of the seasons.
I will say we do watch, because Seinfeld isn't on Netflix, it's only on Hulu, and so it has commercials.
Right.
Which is annoying.
Yeah, we got this before it was on Hulu, so.
Seinfeld's good. We watch that a lot. We also watch Rick and Morty and BoJack Horseman and Bob's Burgers.
I'm not commenting.
Which are all fucking hilarious. The most recent season, the current season of Rick and Morty is bonker. Like, it is so crazy. Like, I mean, the previous seasons were also crazy, but it's extra crazy.
Did that just air recently?
Yeah, I think it's currently on. It's like season, I think it's like episode 4 or 5 right now.
Okay.
But Steve's
really enjoying it.
I think it's just really adorable. It's got weird moments. It has weird, like, adorable kind of heartfelt things.
I do think it's really funny. I hear it in the other room.
It's really, it's so good. You just can't watch the cartoon part of it.
Yeah, I'm just not interested in it. It doesn't hold my attention. Yeah.
I would say other than comedy things, I watch a lot of anything that's, like, Forensic Files or, like, the crime, real crime things.
I don't know why, but I haven't really started watching those. I used to watch Forensic Files, like, a million years ago.
Yeah. You probably shouldn't start. It's, like, an endless loop.
I tried watching the newest season of Criminal Minds, and I was having a hard time with
I know.
It.
I feel like something happened around season 9 or 10, where it just started to get, like, okay.
Now I can't even remember any of the characters' names, but the actor who just left.
Whenever they bring Padgett back, I'm like, Padgett!
Yeah.
I love you, Padgett.
But who just left after
this? Shamar Moore?
Yeah. What, his character on the show, though?
I
forgot his name. Anyhow.
I just know that he calls Penelope baby girl.
Yeah.
Morgan. Derek Morgan.
Yeah. Since you left, I'm like...
I'm like, ah, don't think about it.
And I think it's just gone on for too long.
Well, yeah,
long.
And then, yeah.
They're having a hard time coming up with decent stories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's rough. Did Spencer leave? Is Goobler there?
Goobler's still there. He hasn't.
Goobies.
Left.
I call him Goobies. Yeah, what else is he going to do?
I think he could do all kinds of stuff.
I know, but he's so... I mean, now he's so that character. He'd have to do something. He'd have to change his hair.
If that's easy.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else?
Yeah, Criminal Minds I've watched in a loop a couple times.
You got
for sure.
me started with that. I wasn't going to watch it because I assumed I think that was like CSI, which I don't want to watch.
I think I was surprised that you hadn't watched it when I
first said something to you. Really judgmental of everything, and I assumed it was like all the other garbage.
Yeah, I think
it's better.
I feel like I felt like that too, and then watched, like, just kind of was like, let's just see.
Mm-hmm.
And like, watched an episode, and I really, really love Mandy Patinkin, like, a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was like, well, Mandy Patinkin's in it, then I'm in. And then he was gone, like, after the first season.
Yeah, he didn't like doing the show.
And then they killed him, and I was just like, fuck all you people.
Speaking of him, do you watch...
Give me back my Mandy Patinkin.
Motherfucker. I'm like an old lady trying to think of TV shows.
You know, the show with the guy now... He's in a show now?
Well, yeah, he's been on it.
No, I don't.
Homeland?
Oh, yeah. No, I watched... I think I watched the first season of that.
Oh, I love Homeland.
And then I kind of, like... I think something about the fact that she was having an affair with... You know, like, that. Like once that happened, I was like, fuck you, Claire Danes. Like, I'm done with this. Like, it just got... I was like, did it have to go there? Like, it's so predictable.
I just wanted it to be about
the fucking politics and, like, the war and, you know? I mean, I don't need you guys to fucking bang.
There's one season that a lot of people don't like that I still liked. And,
yeah. How many seasons are there? Four or five? I've only watched the first season. Because I don't know. I'm done.
About halfway through the current season and Steve got bored, which... happens with almost every TV show we watch.
I'm bored. Next.
He does that. He just quits.
Well, I mean, it's hard not to do that because there's so much TV in the world. It does make you feel like, why should I waste my time on this when I can watch, like, there's probably something better. Just stop watching that. Like, it's not like you feel, like, committed to it or something. Like, what else am I going to watch?
I just, like, he quits things that I would never quit watching.
Do you keep watching them without him?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Unless it's something that he has downloaded on his computer that I don't know how to figure out how to watch it. We have a computer hooked up to the TV.
I think that should be part of his job, is teaching you how to do that so you can watch it yourself.
No, I don't want to somehow.
I think I'm trying to think of other things that I watch, like, on a loop.
Do you listen to audiobooks?
No.
Okay. I know a lot of people do,
and I'm sure that Katie was hoping
we gave audiobook suggestions.
I know, I don't listen
but
to audiobooks.
I can only listen to an audiobook of something I've already read, because I will zone out and realize I haven't listened to a thing they said.
Yeah.
I'm doing it on the podcast now, too. I listen to My Favorite Murder on the way over. I'm like, I have no idea what they just said.
I know. There's several times where I do have to, like, re-listen to something.
Because I'm just like, it's so pleasant listening to someone talk, and I realize I'm not paying attention to the words.
Yeah.
And I do that when I'm reading sometimes, too. I realize I'm thinking about something
right.
else
just
and just flipping pages.
Through the word. Yeah, you're just like scanning it.
So look up that disorder. Thinking
think
about something else.
I think that's called ADD.
Oh, I don't think I have ADD.
You don't. You didn't till now.
It's like I'm so desperate to multitask that I can't focus.
Yeah. Well, I find...
Okay, maybe that's ADD.
There's... you literally just described ADD. I do sometimes, like, if I go to, like, the coffee shop with my laptop to be like, okay, I'm gonna, like, make a to-do list or go through emails or, like, you know, just kind of, like, do that kind of management stuff that I feel like is, you know, needs some amount of attention but isn't, like, super focused, I will try to listen, like, specifically to My Favorite Murder, I'll try to listen to it, and then I will realize that, like, I've now been, like, writing an email, and I've missed, like, their entire story, and she'll say something that, like, brings me back, and I'm like, what are they talking about? Who got shot? What are you talking about?
Maybe this is why music would be a better solution.
I think, I mean, yeah, I think that's definitely, like, there are certain things that, like, music is definitely better, because you're not, it's not something that you're trying to follow, like, a line of consciousness or something. Yeah. You're not trying to follow a story. You're just, it's just noise, it's just sound.
So I'm notorious for not really listening to music.
Yeah.
But if I need to focus and I want some sort of sound, I'll put on, and I still have Pandora because I'm not paying money for Spotify.
You don't have to pay money for Spotify. It just has ads in it if you don't.
Oh, well, so does Pandora, I guess. Fine. I've had a Pandora
account.
Oh,
I'm snotty about Spotify for no reason.
No, I thought you had to pay for it.
No, you only have to pay for it if you don't want ads.
Okay, well, I've had a Pandora account for 5 million years, and I never felt like changing it. So
you're allowed to have a Pandora account.
I feel like no one has Pandora anymore,
and
I should be embarrassed that I
have
it.
You should. I'm going to make you feel bad.
But you know what? I don't like changing shit. I have a classical music station on Pandora that I listen to when I need to focus.
I usually listen to, like, 90s hip-hop.
For focusing?
Yeah. I usually listen to either 90s hip-hop or, like, 70s rock. Like, Fleetwood Mac, that kind of shit.
We have very different focus music.
Yeah. Or, like, dance music. If I listen to classical music, if I listen to, like, what is considered, like, focus music, like, any of those playlists that they have on Spotify that are, like, get to work or, like, focus time or whatever they are.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They, like,
I didn't know they had stuff like that.
They'll have, like, curated lists that they make that are, and my trick for those, which doesn't matter to you because you don't listen to Spotify, is that you can make radio stations where you...
Yeah.
It's supposed to be that you, like, pick a song or an artist.
That's how Pandora works,
and then make
too.
A radio station. I usually pick one of those, like, themed playlists and make a radio station out of the playlist.
Okay.
And then you can, like, thumbs down. Because sometimes
they'll
be, like...
Yeah, I feel like I've been training these stations for so many years.
Yeah.
Why would I, like, switch and have to start all over again?
You don't need
again?
To switch and start all over again.
Like, I finally got my workout station to not play Lady Gaga.
Right.
I'm
that's
so
what
proud of
I mean,
that.
That's why I like the radio things, because I just, like, I really wish there were settings on there that you could be like, I don't ever want to hear a Britney Spears song, period. End of story,
see,
done.
I want mine to play all Britney Spears
no,
music.
No, I want it to play zero Britney Spears music. Because, like, if I pick Sia, I explicitly don't want to hear Britney Spears.
Isn't that funny how they assume these things? Like,
I'm like, those don't
mine
match.
Mine is a Britney station, but I've had to teach it that I don't like any new pop, that
right.
I only like old pop.
It's very weird, and I don't... So, yeah, I try to, like... I always want to... I wish there was, like, a hard thumbs down, like, never again, I will kill you if you play this song ever again. But, like, I think there might be a setting on there that's, like, a thing where you can block... certain thing where you can say, like, no, I don't know, I haven't really looked into it, but I do try to do the, because then I actually discover, I mean, that's the one thing I like about both Pandora and Spotify, it's like when you do the radio thing, then you end up discovering stuff that you wouldn't normally have heard.
Yeah, every now and then I have to stop and be like, oh, what is that? I don't hate it.
Like,
that's
several
weird.
Of the several of the recent, like, albums, like, Josh and I buy a lot of vinyl. And several of the new albums that I've bought in the last year are things that I, like, discovered on Spotify. Like Passion Pit.
Oh, yeah, they play a lot of that on Pandora.
And
stations.
I was like, I'm gonna get that album. That sounds great. I like it. And it's great. And then, like, 8-Bit Tiger. Love them.
I don't know that.
Fantasticals. Well, let's do it over and over again. On repeat. But yeah. Yeah, I think we have very different music things.
That's okay. I don't expect anyone to like the same music as me. And, like, who else out there alternates between Britney Spears and, like, Chopin?
Probably, like, a lot of people.
Okay. Just me?
Right?
No?
No, I mean, I think a lot of people have, like, I think now because there is, music is so easily accessible, I think a lot of people have crazy mixed tastes. You know what I mean?
Good.
I mean, I feel like that. I feel like I listen to, like, Fleetwood Mac. I love Fleetwood Mac, like, a lot.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm actually planning a print line of Fleetwood Mac lyrics. But then I'm also, like, I also really like Dizzy Rascal. And, like, people who know who Dizzy Rascal is don't listen to Fleetwood Mac. Right.
Okay. I think it's good to...
He's British.
To have, like, contrasting interests, you know?
Yeah. And it also, like, music is such a thing. And same with TV shows. Like, when I sit down and I'm like, I'm gonna watch a TV show, like, I don't always feel like watching gritty crime drama, and I don't always feel like watching Bob's Burger. Like, you feel like different things different times. Like, and when you're working on different projects.
I have seasons that I like watching certain shows.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when fall comes around,
yeah,
there'll be certain shows different. That yeah. I feel like I always watch in the fall. But yeah, I don't just watch, like, crime shows. I'm
right.
rewatching Gilmore Girls for the 50th time, and it doesn't sound like something I'd be into, but for whatever reason, I enjoy
yeah.
listening to it. And, you know, fuck it. I don't care.
I
like it.
I don't think people should feel, like, embarrassed that they watch something. Like, watch whatever the fuck you want to
watch.
Well,
I also have that, which we've talked about before, that attitude, oh, I'm not supposed to like this. Well, guess what? I do. And now I love it even more because you think that I shouldn't like it, which is kind of how my pop music thing came about. Because when you're, you know, in art classes, take, you know, in art school, you're not allowed to like pop music. And I'm like,
no,
well, guess
yeah.
what I do?
Right. People
Tough
are
shit.
Like, oh, what's wrong? Like, you're so shallow and blah,
yeah.
blah, blah. Like, no, fuck you. It's cute and fun to listen to.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I'm not gonna change what I like just because I'm, you know,
yeah.
I'm supposed to like indie whatever garbage.
Right. Uh-oh. Well, and I mean, it also, I think my music stuff is also heavily influenced by the fact that I'm married to a musician.
Sure.
I mean, I will say, I don't know that I would know about half the, like, amazing music that I do know about if it weren't for him. And, like, we go to, like, the best concerts. Like, we don't go to shitty like, there's, you know, I feel like people go to shitty concerts, and I'm like, did you pay money to go to that? Like, why don't you just listen to them on the radio?
We don't
but then go, we go to
concerts
like...
together.
Oh, really?
No, Steve. If Steve wants to go to a concert, he'll go by himself.
That sounds like fun.
To him it is, I guess.
We go to a good amount of shows. If it's somebody good, I mean, we don't go to, like, radio pop people shows. Like, we don't go to... It also depends on the venue. Like, we can't deal with, like, anything that's at United Center, anything that's, like, at a giant Coliseum venue. It's
I'm
just not
sitting
happening.
In grass again.
Right.
Ever.
Like, we don't do... Yeah. We're not... Well, and we've done... I will say, we've done several shows at Pritzker Pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
And have never sat in the grass. And we always, I mean, we
no,
sit.
Thank you.
We're in the chairs and we always just look back like, look at all those schmucks in the grass, you
yeah.
dummies. Like, literally our tickets
well,
cost $15 more than you, you dum-dums.
You can sit in the grass.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I'm just like, have fun sitting in the grass, dumbos. Yeah. I'll be up here in my chair.
I mean, ultimately, I want to be inside sitting in a chair.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I will say we did go, we saw Mike Doty at Lincoln Hall on... Lincoln. That venue's awesome because it's small.
Well, I haven't been like anywhere.
It's
so.
Like it doesn't have seats. It's a standing situation, but it's small, so it doesn't feel like you're in a giant mosh pit of people.
Huh.
So I'd probably go to see a show there again if it was the right person. But it was that show was really good. Mike Doty's awesome. He's from Soul Coughing.
I don't know.
He's brilliant. You should listen to him. Go on Pandora and write Mike Doty. And see what comes up. And then you'll be like, I don't like this.
Yeah, I know. I suck.
Where's my Britney Spears?
I can't.
Whatever, we like some things that are similar.
It.
But yeah, I don't. I probably should. I mean, I don't listen to as much music as I used to. I feel like when I was at the store, just out of, like, the way, you know, being in a store, you have music all the time. I would listen to a lot more music during the day. And now I mostly just either listen to podcasts or have a show running while I'm working. Or, and then silence.
I think that's part of also what gets me into my, like, work mentality is putting my wireless headphones on.
Yeah, that's true. If you can,
they're, like, an actual, out, like, headset headphones, and they're wireless and Bluetooth to my iPad.
Yeah.
So once those are on my head and I have my apron on, I'm, like,
I should get some wireless headphones. That's smart.
They've gotten a lot cheaper. I think I'm on my third pair, so they don't last that long.
And you can get earbuds that are wireless, too, now.
Yeah, I think those are fancy and expensive,
though. Well, no, but they have ones that aren't, like, the Apple ones are, like, just the little thing that goes in your ear. Mm-hmm. They have ones now that are, like, it's got, like, a little necklace thing that just, like, is still corded, and those are not quite, those are, like, $40.
I like the ones that sit on your head.
Yeah.
And, like, kind of cover your ear, because I'm really,
zones you out.
I think they're like deprivation. $30 or $40.
Yeah, I feel like I should probably just get them. Because I usually just...
I have to remember to charge them, which is a whole other issue.
Yeah, I usually either don't... I usually just don't have headphones on and just have it plain. Or I'll use my corded headphones.
Oh, I like it because I can get up and still be
that's
listening
why it would be
to,
great. Well, I also feel like, well, I don't know how work would work with Bluetooth. I'm thinking about, like, being in my office and then coming downstairs. I would have to be in
the vicinity.
Yeah,
it might not
of,
be that good because sometimes when I get up to go to the bathroom,
if my phone
it
was in my
pocket connect,
or something, though.
And then it'll drop it.
Is this now a review of wireless headphones?
I don't even know what this episode is. I thought we were trying to talk about, like, what it's like being self-employed and working at home and motivating and what
telling people that it's really boring and that we watch a lot of TV.
We do.
And that we're both very tired.
I mean, we've been saying that we're going to talk about
this is real life,
aspect
people.
Of our lives.
This is about real life. Get used to it. Yeah. We do watch a lot of TV. It's weird, though, because even... It's funny now that they're streaming. Like, I don't feel like I watch TV. Like, like, it feels very... like, I don't even... Neither of us have cable television.
Right. No, I never have.
And so... It feels weird to me to say, like, oh, I'm watching TV all the time. Because I don't. Like, I'm not like, turning on Modern Family and then watching TV with commercials.
I do like that show, but I never watch it.
I've never seen it.
It's funny.
There's several shows like that people talk about constantly. And Josh and I both look at each other like, we've never watched a single episode. Like, Game of Thrones, Modern Family, pretty much any network show.
It's well written.
Is it?
And funny.
We both are just like, have we ever watched a single episode of that?
It's not something I've felt like binge watching or anything, and I don't think it's on Netflix or anything.
Yeah, it
streaming.
Might be on Hulu because I think it's on
NBC.
I think
it is on Hulu. You're right.
Yeah.
But like, if for some reason the TV's on and that's on, we'll probably leave it on and just watch it. I can't say I've done
that's
it
a good
recently.
Review for a show. If it's on, we won't turn it off.
Like, I see it and I'm like, oh, we like this.
Yeah.
But it's something we forget about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because there's so many shows. There's too many shows.
The only thing we were watching on TV was the Great British Bake Off, but now...
Oh, right. Yeah.
Like, three people left, so it's, like, all new hosts, and I don't want to watch it anymore.
I know. It's weird.
Sorry,
we don't like you anymore.
Yep.
You suck now.
Pretty much. So I don't think I'm watching anything on TV.
No. I do feel like I watch too much television. Too much.
But
too
if
many
you're getting
shows.
Worked on...
But I don't know that I am. Like, it's a weird thing, I mean, sometimes I am, but there are times when, like, it will distract me, or it'll be, like, a reason for me to not, like, it'll make me procrastinate something.
I think it's the thing that keeps me, working.
Yeah.
Like, the whole, headphones on, listening to a TV show or a podcast, like, keeps me in my rhythm of working.
I think maybe if I made it more part of my schedule. Like, if I had the headphones on, I feel like that
everyone
would change
go
things.
Out, get an apron, I don't care what you do.
Get an apron and some wireless headphones.
Get an apron and wireless headphones.
and use your planner.
Yeah.
It will save your business overnight.
Just do whatever the fuck works for you.
Right?
I think people spend way too much time thinking that there's this one magical thing that if they got this planner, if they did this thing.
Yeah.
And that's why I never actually want to go out there and say, do these things and have success, because I don't think there is one.
It doesn't work the same for everyone.
But, like, maybe there is something that's like putting on an apron or like putting on headphones.
And I think mostly the advice is more like figure out what, like, try things and figure out what works for
you. These things actually work
and
for
me. And also don't kill yourself
feeling
like you have to do it a certain way.
Right.
Like, we were just, as we were walking from getting lunch, we were talking about, like, you can't stress so much about, like, oh, it's 9 to 5. I should be working 9 to 5, or I should be working Monday through Friday, or I took 6 hours off today to, like, go do something fun, but everybody else is at work. Who cares? Like, you are self-employed. You're allowed to do whatever you want. Like, you're allowed to modify your schedule. If you can get all your work done in a week, in 2 days, you're amazing. Do that. That is the ideal scenario. If you can have a work week that is 3 8-hour days because you're working really efficiently and you get everything done that you need to get done, then you've mastered it. Like, we all...
And tell us your secrets.
Right, tell us how you did that. But I think a lot of us get caught up in, like, oh, I should have this kind of computer and I should have this desk set up and I should be working this many hours and I should get up and check my email and do it this way and do Instagram this way and do Facebook this way. And it's like, no, it's like, do what works for you. And if you look at it and go, I would like to have more followers on Instagram, well, then, like, figure that out for yourself. Like, don't make it like this thing that somehow is going to be the magic key that unlocks success.
I don't think there is one.
No, I don't
think
there is
either.
I think
people spend too much time looking for
instead of just working. Like, just get to work. Just do your work. That's the advice I have to give myself. Because I'm not doing it. I'm getting all wrapped up in, like, I've changed my workspace and, like, oh, I have a different schedule and boo-hoo. Like, no, like, just get to work. Just get some work done. Like, that's
what
I
do. Are we giving ourselves homework now?
Oh.
Are we back to homework?
We probably should.
I meant to, like, make a thing that we looked at where it said, you know, like, a format for the podcast that was, like, introductions and check-ins and...
Boo.
Then talk about stuff.
That sounds
and then
boring.
Homework. And I didn't do it.
But I think that's all... I think that's all exactly what we've been saying is, like, what we don't like about other small business podcasts.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
I mean, it's possible that,
is that they're
people,
like,
are really going to stop listening after this one.
This one's really sleepy. Like, we're so sleepy and so, like, what are we talking about? I mean, even before we started recording, we're like, do we have anything to talk about? Is this going to be
bad? But maybe this was the perfect time to do this, to get this shit out.
Well, we also are trying to make sure that there's some sort of balance between, like, structure-y, topic-ed episodes.
Right. Because we can't keep up with that.
Ugh.
There's no way we can do topicked episodes
and
every
single
time.
And also, that's not how we talk to each
and
other.
And that's boring.
Like, you and I aren't, like, having breakfast and being like, what's the topic this week?
Right?
Like, right? Like, we're just like, okay, this dumb shit happened to me.
And our first episode didn't have a topic
no.
and it worked out.
Yeah, it worked out fine. We got people to listen to the next one, so something was good.
Yeah. I think there were tiny bits of advice sprinkled into 2 hours of
talking about TV.
Just nothing.
Just absolute nothingness. Yeah, I think there was a couple little tidbits of... Or it just makes people listen to us and go, I do not want to be like them.
That's fine.
I am so... Or they're like...
I have my shit together more than
I
thought.
I really thought that I was fucking around. And now I feel like, wow, I really have my shit together.
You're welcome.
I'm designing products and putting them out into the world, unlike Emily. I think that's fair. Maybe we're like that kind of thing where it's like, just by comparison, people are like, oh, I love them because they make me feel great about my life.
That's okay.
It's like reality TV when you're just like, these people are train wrecks.
Yeah.
I feel fabulous.
Oh, God.
I feel like I'm doing things right.
Anything I can do to help
That's
out.
That's right. Well, given that we feel like this is pretty sleepy and boring.
Yeah, we gotta...
We should probably just...
wrap this up.
We'll wrap it up and, like, let you all... We'll cut you loose so you don't have to listen to us anymore.
Get to work.
Well, so I think that the next episode will probably be a remote episode.
Yes.
We're talking about recording at Bang Bang.
Yes.
On Damon in our, where we used to meet for breakfast quite often before the store closed, before Pancake Town even started. Hopefully the next one, it'll be nice, a lot of background noise, a lot of talk of pie, and then maybe we're gonna try to go around and talk to some shop owners on Damon Avenue.
Why not?
So, I think that'll be fun. It might turn into a disaster, but maybe it'll be awesome.
We'll see.
And we'll promise we will be less sleepy.
Yeah.
And more motivated.
And maybe we'll both have had coffee.
And
oh, yes.
We'll have a topic.
Lots of coffee and
will we
food?
Have a topic?
I don't know.
What if our topic's pie?
Can we really do a TV episode and then a pie episode?
Yes, we can do whatever we want.
Okay.
I think we could come up with a good... Maybe we'll think of something that ties into...
I have lots of random topics written down on my notebook at home.
Throw a dart at one of them and see what happens.
Sure.
Okay. We'll come up with a topic. Or if you guys have topics that you would love to hear us talk about while eating pie, please email them to us. What were we supposed to talk about?
International shipping.
We're not going to talk about that now.
Nope. No, we have to end this.
That's super boring, too. Yeah, Michelle has to pee. We're not talking about international shipping.
Sorry.
So send your questions and topic ideas.
Don't make them boring.
Don't make them boring to pancaketownpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
Or you can always be sure to follow us on Instagram @pancaketownpodcast. And then there's a lot going on our Facebook group, which is just Pancake Town. And then we're supposed to tell you, iTunes told us to tell you to rate and review us.
Because we need more
iTunes
than one.
Because we
review.
Only have one review, and it's a great review, but it's one. And we have low self-esteem and need you to rate us and tell us that we're amazing. Or give us like a one star and like do something like hilariously bad. No, don't do that.
Make it funny.
Make it real.
And five stars.
Make it real.
I'd take four. Four stars
I would
is fine.
Take four.
I would probably actually give this episode like 3 stars.
Well, yeah, don't base it on one episode.
No.
You have to be fair and listen to at least three
episodes.
And then you can rate.
Did you learn some things? Did you listen to the episode and then instantly need to make pancakes? Yes? 5 stars.
Did you do Michelle's thing about banana concentrate from the last episode?
Okay.
Then 5 stars.
That's not this episode. Oh, this whole recording to back-to-back is weird.
It's all about not understanding time.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
We won't do that often. We just both had trips.
We both have brain problems and are old. So,
yes.
The end. We will see you next time when we will be somewhere else instead of the basement. And did we forget anything?
Probably.
All right, people will remind us.
Yeah, that's
fine. Or they won't care because they're doing work and not listening to what we're saying.
I mean, I barely care right now, so.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.